If you haven't done your self-assessment tax return yet, time is running out. You must do it online by the 31st of January. Otherwise, you'll get an automatic £100 penalty, even if you owe nothing. And you can now get further daily penalties the longer you leave it. If you haven't got an online account, register today at hmrc.gov.uk. And don't forget to pay anything you owe. Self-assessment, get started now.
Now, when Maura Stewart says that, the only person you could dare actually sort of follow Maura Stewart with is clearly Jill Price. How are you, Jill?
I'm fine, thank you.
There we had it. She said it all, didn't she, really?
She did, she did.
30 seconds, we've been playing it on a fairly regular basis. People are saying, oh, there's Maura's Christmas message. So you're replacing that. But even better Christmas message is, of course, what you're going to speak about today. As far as HM Revenue and Customs is actually concerned, Jill Price, what are we hearing about?
Well, you've got a few things to hear about today, Alex. I mean, the self-assessment deadline is one of them, and it leads me nicely on from listening to Moira there. At the end of the day, it's not the most festive of messages, maybe, but if it saves you £100, then it was worth listening to. And really, there's two things to remember. Remember, we're talking about a deadline for self-assessment returns for the 2010 to 2011 year. So we're talking about a return for a year that ended on the 5th of April 2011, a good 10 months ago. So all we're saying to people out there is, if you haven't done it yet, get online and get it done. If you haven't even registered for our online services, get that done. It'll take you 5 minutes. But remember, once you've gone onto the HMRC website or the Business Link website and you've done the registration process, and all you need is your unique taxpayer's reference number, which will be on your return, on your paperwork. It's 10 numbers, and you'll need that and your national insurance number or your date of birth. Once you've done the registration process, because of the security aspect, we send you an activation code through the post. Now, that will take about 7 days. So the message is, don't leave it till sort of the 28th of January, or you're going to end up with a penalty. And as Moira said there, the penalty system has changed this year. You can find out all about the penalty system on YouTube or on the Business Link or HMRC website. But basically now, the £100 automatic penalty is payable even if you haven't a tax bill to pay.
Did you say YouTube there, Jill?
Yes, we have some video links on YouTube. There
HMRC
you go.
Revenue and Customs have gone to YouTube.
We've gone to YouTube,
good
yes.
Grief.
We're on Twitter. Well, you can follow us on Twitter.
I figured you'd be on Twitter and on
we
various
probably
other
things,
are really.
On Facebook. I think we do stuff for students on Facebook.
Splendid.
So that it's just the message is, you know, that don't leave it, because basically you'll find it so easy to use the online service. So if you miss the deadline for a paper return, which was the 31st of October, don't send us a paper return in now, because you'll get a penalty, because that will be late. Do it online and you'll never look back. You will never go back to doing it any other way. And there's loads of help on the Business Link website and the Revenue and Customs website about how to do it online. So don't worry about that. So that's one message to please get out to you. The other one is that because we're coming up to that deadline, of course, the nasty people out there who don't want you to have a nice Christmas, the people who are there to try and get your money, the criminals, lots of scams will be coming out. We call them phishing scams, but it's not like nicely sitting by a pond, fishing for fish. They're spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And basically what they'll do is they'll send you emails and things saying you've got a refund and asking you for bank details. Revenue and Customs will never offer you a refund through email. We will always write to you. And just be aware that if you weren't expecting any money back, then that's the first thing that should alert you to, is there something wrong with this? If you're ever in doubt, please, please contact Revenue and Customs. Tell them what you've got and let them confirm for you that it is from us. Don't get scammed out of your money this Christmas. If we do have people who are really, really worried about doing that return online, apart from the amount of help on the online system, there's lots of question marks next to all the boxes, and you can click onto them and it tells you more about them and it tailors the return for you. And by the time you've filled it in, the bill's there, so you can go straight through to bill pay and pay it. But if you did want to speak to somebody, we do have the self-assessment helpline, which, remember, you can listen to this on podcast later on. So if you don't get a chance to get a pen and paper, it's 0845 9000 444. 0845 9000 444. The nearer it gets to that deadline, the busier they'll get. But they are open until 8 o'clock through the week, and they're open on Saturday till 4. So give them a ring if you're really worried about something. Now, the other messages I want to get across is that lots of you listening might actually, or looking at the podcast, listening to the podcast, might actually be looking for Christmas jobs, or you might have got a Christmas job. I'm going to do a special all about national minimum wage in the new year, where we'll have a good look at that. But for today, I just want the message to get out there that if you're doing a Christmas job, you are entitled to national minimum wage, even if it's casual, just like anybody else. And don't get sort of conned into being paid less than you should get. The rates and everything are available at DirectGov on the website and at BusinessLink. And if you think you're not getting the right rate, and remember that's £6.08 an hour for 21 and above. Sorry, for above 21, 18 to 21, £4.98. Below 18 and beyond compulsory school attendance age, £3.68. And there's also an apprentice rate of £2.60. Now, as I say, I'm going to go into this in more detail in the new year. But if you think you're not being paid correctly, there's a Pay and Works Rights helpline. So again, if you don't get a pen and paper, listen to this on the podcast, 0800 917 2368. 0800 917 2368. And last but very much not least, if anybody is in business and they're listening, or they know somebody in business or they've just started, can I just tell you about a fantastic new service on the BusinessLink website? If you put in businesslink.gov.uk/my-new-business, all one word, you will come to a new interactive tool. Now, it's a tool which will give help and advice from across governments in one place to support small businesses as they're starting up and growing. The service offers comprehensive information and guidance, including personalised checklists, videos, step-by-step guides, and lots of other free interactive material. So if you're self-employed, for example, it'll help you work out the different expenses you can claim, which might come in handy if you are thinking of filling a return in and a bit worried about it. It'll take you through how to file your tax return online. There's help if your business is growing, such as when you're taking on an employee or registering for VAT. So it doesn't just cover tax issues also. There's lots of other things you might want to know about. Things like marketing, workplace health, safety, raising finance. Go and explore the My New Business pages. When you go in there, register, because you'll get the best out of it if you register. And all you need to register is your name and address and a few other details, and you'll be able to fill these interactive forms in. And when you go back in and log in, the information will still be there. So lots and lots of help available. And last but not least, have a very, very good holiday time.
You know, I always thought it's nice to hear Revenue and Customs say, have a good holiday time, as opposed to just make sure you pay. That's the important thing. Of course, Julie, you mentioned listen again. You can listen again as many times as you want. Just looking through at the podcast, under HMRC, the Department of Southside Broadcasting.podbean.com, we've got the November 2011 HMRC tax info with Jill Prowse. We've got self-assessment tax guidelines from October. We've got a whole heap of other goodies. In fact, you can have non-stop Jill Prowse. We wanted Jill Prowse with a tax credits reminder. More May tax interview info. Jill Prowse and some post-budget news, HMRC March news, tax returns advice for January 2011. You know, it's an archive of delights there.
It is.
Sheer wonderment. You're staying around, obviously, for the next and the exciting adventures of the Book of the Month show. That's to come, but I take it, Jill, as you said, exciting times in January.
It is.
Jill Prowse HMRC special on
National Minimum Wage.
National Minimum Wage, yeah, which is actually amazing, because obviously presently in the Southside studio our wage is zero.
Yes,
because we're volunteers. I know. It's strange. We need to sort that out, surely.